When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Louis Armstrong warbled the opening lines to What a Wonderful World, opening our minds to some of nature's mysteries and beauties. The very first thing those lyrics asked us to survey were trees of green. Now, even without the prompting of the song, I am naturally a fan of trees. I watch my statuesque yard guardians bud this spring, giving hope for new life. They sheltered us from blazing heat this summer. Now it's the season for those green leaves to change hue and drop from their brown branches to prepare for winter slumber. And I'll be watching. In case you've become accustomed to the spectacular transformation each autumn, I challenge you to look again at our wonderful world and appreciate its rhythms. Several factors contribute to the parade of fall colors we're so blessed to behold in a state that is covered in 15.5 million acres of forest. In particular, temperature, precipitation, and soil moisture each play a part. But the main agent is light, or actually, the lack of it. As autumn days grow shorter, the reduced light triggers chemical reactions. Then a corky wall forms between the twig and the leaf, and that porous layer is the catalyst for change. The wall slowly builds one cell at a time, and it cuts off nutrients and water supply to the leaves, while trapping sugars for the branches. The 1-2 punch plus the lessening available light result in the death of the pigment chlorophyll. And there you have it. All the science behind a leaf-changing colors. You know, that's why we don't get green leaves in December and January here in Missouri. Because once the green is gone, two other pigments get to strut their stuff, yellow and red. As for the great plunge from attached to spiraling downward, that goes back to the halt of nutrients. If you've paid any attention at all to this wonderful world, you know that year to year, the fall festival varies. Its vibrancy has to do with preceding weather patterns. So in general, a wet growing season followed by a dry autumn filled with sunny days and cool frostless nights produces the most vibrant palette of fall colors. Of course, freezing temperatures or a hard frost can kill the process within the leaf and minimize the intensity of the show. What we may notice this year more than anything is the lingering effects of late summer drought conditions. In some areas that saw no recovery in August, their trees may shut down a little early as they prepare for winter, causing the leaves to fall sooner without reaching their full color potential. Whether we get the full show or not, it's still a fascinating turn of events from one season to another. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.